الصبح بدا من طالعته والليل دجى من وفرته هي نور سهر چہرے سے تیرے اور شب کی رونق زلفوں سے اللہ 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 اللہ
Losing ground every time. That's why on November 2nd, we're calling for launching a movement that demands that the entire program of the Bush regime be repudiated. That this regime be driven from power. That the entire direction they're pushing this society be reversed. On November 2nd, we have to take the first steps to deliver the powerful message, no, this regime does not represent us, and we will drive it out. Yeah. November 2nd must be a massive declaration that thousands and millions of us refuse to be ruled in this way. This is a huge challenge, but history is full of examples where the masses of people, against overwhelming odds, struggled with all their hearts and won victory. And it's also full of examples where people waited passively and hoped that things would somehow get better, or they'd elect a Democrat and somehow they would take care of things. Only to find horrors beyond their imagination. The future is unwritten. Which one we get is up to us. I call on people to distribute millions of these calls and build a powerful movement against this whole regime starting on November 2nd. Thank you.
Thank you, Larry. All right, the next person we have to come up here is Kristen from College Not Combat, very successful in getting the resolution on the ballot.
Well, like everybody before me has said, we're out here to support the efforts of Cindy Sheehan, who's out right now at Bush's ranch trying to get him to come meet with her because of the death of her son, Casey. Several months ago, students at San Francisco State University held a protest to get the military off of our campus. I spoke with Cindy several weeks later. She said, you know what? If my son hadn't met with a recruiter and he hadn't lied to my son would still be alive today. We at College Not Combat are here to call for the military out of our schools so that nothing like this happens ever again.
Yeah! Right. The Jewish government.
We do not want our classmates, our brothers and sisters, to be sent off to this illegal and completely immoral war. To this end, we have gotten a ballot initiative on the San Francisco ballot. We are calling for the city of San Francisco to vote on a referendum that says that we do not want the military recruiters in our schools and that we want the city to fund scholarships for students instead so that they do not have to join the military because they have no other options. We see College Not Combat as being a very important step forward for the anti-war movement. If we can get the military out of our schools, they will lose a very important tool in fighting this war. We need to take away their cannon fodder. Tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock at 110 Cab Street, we're going to be holding a meeting to decide where we're going to go forward from here. I invite everybody here to come with us to help us demand military out of our schools. We are also going to be working on planning a contingent for the September 24th protest that other people have talked about. We're going to be marching behind the banner, College Not Combat, Troops Out Now. Woo-hoo!
now, let's see, we have someone from Code Pink, which rocks. Everybody knows it.
Yeah.
This is Nancy.
Hi,
everyone. I'm Nancy Mincius with Code Pink Women for Peace. And what can we say? Cindy Sheehan is a one-woman movement.
Yeah.
This is one woman who's taking on George W. Bush head on.
Yeah. Is
an inspiration, not only to the movement, but she's an inspiration to the average American. We need to help Cindy make her dream a reality. We need to make sure that that beacon of light called Camp Casey in Crawford, Texas, keeps burning loudly and proudly. If you go to the Code Pink website or meet with Cindy website, there are many ways that you can help. I just received an email today. Supplies are greatly needed. How many here are going to go to Crawford, Texas?
How many people want to?
How many people want to? Well, you all need to be talking, and you all need to get a bus and go to Crawford, Texas, because they need help. They need people on the ground. I have a list of supplies that they need. They need camping equipment. They need tarps. They need porta potties. They need a trailer. They are asking for our help. We should give it up for our sister spirit, Cindy Sheehan, and give her some help. Also, if you can't make it, you can take action. This Monday, August 15th, from 4:45 a.m. to 2 p.m., there will be a group of Code Pink women heading up to Sacramento, meeting with representatives, meeting with state senators to ask that they bring home the California National Guard now. Thank you.
Yeah.
See you in Texas. Okay, thank you, Nancy. We've got a short announcement here from Jeff Patterson.
I'm holding a can here, so most of you probably know what that means. We just heard people want to go to Crawford, Texas. I just came back from Dallas, and Not Her Name wants to help send me back to Crawford to help Cindy. And anybody who can contribute to that, part of that will go to this, and part of it will cover the minimal expenses we did for this rally. This rally was organized in less than 48 hours. Wednesday night, few of us realized something had to be done, just like Cindy realized something had to be done, and we're looking for ways to make a difference. So we're hoping that you can help make a difference by helping cover the expenses and helping me get to Crawford, Texas to help Cindy on Monday morning. So thanks a lot. And in a little bit, we're going to march down to Union Square and come back over here. And things look good. The cops look mellow. And I have a good feeling about this. Thanks.
Okay, right on. As you're digging deep in your pockets, I'm going to introduce Diana from Iraq Vets Against the War.
Hi, my name is Diana, and I have 17 years in the U.S. Army. I don't really have a prepared speech, but I want Cindy to know that I completely support her, and I am here to represent Iraq Veterans Against the War. One of the things I would like to say is I spent 6.5 months in Baghdad fighting supposed terrorists. Then I looked in the mirror and saw who the real terrorist was. Until we value human life, all human life, this isn't going to end. I suggest everybody look in the mirror, look into their hearts, and examine themselves. And I'm not, maybe you already have done that, but I had a hard look at myself and realized what I was. I stood over a room full of women and children with a rifle and watched kids puke because they were so scared of me. I will never, ever forget that. That's all I'm going to say. I support Cindy, and we need to get the heck out of Iraq.
Thank you, Diana. Okay, we've got someone here from Central Committee for Conscientious Objectors, a great group that helps folks out who are in the military.
Okay. Hi, I'm Steve Morris. I was at the Veterans for Peace Convention a week ago in Dallas. It was very exciting. Cindy left there with 40 people on the impeachment bus. They went to Crawford, Texas. At Central Committee for Conscientious Objectors in Oakland, we do the GI Rights Hotline program. And I want to tell you about two people I talked to today who called in about the hotline. I talked to a congressional aide who was representing somebody who is totally freaking out. They've taken his weapon away from him. They've isolated him from other people because he's suicidal. He's a mess, but they won't let him out. I talked to the mom of a recruiter who never wanted to be a recruiter, but he was told that if he didn't become a recruiter, he would have to go to Iraq. And this is the kind of screws they're putting on people. He's considering going public about what they're doing around recruiting. And we'll see. He's struggling with that right now. But the point of all this is the military is in a crisis. And is it in a crisis? They do the only thing they know how to do, which is put the screws on people, which includes their own members. So just like Cindy Sheehan and the military families, we're understanding, I think, maybe better than ever how important it is that people who are close to people who are in the military have an important role to play in honoring the human beings that are behind that uniform and not honoring what they do, but being allies to them so that they can be on our side, because that can help just like it did in Vietnam in the resistance to the war from soldiers and sailors in Vietnam. It can be a strong thing for taking back this country.
Meeting yesterday of Condoleezza Rice, Rumsfeld and all the rest, the people who brought us the lies about weapons of mass destruction, brought us the lies of Saddam Hussein being behind terrorism, brought us the lies about Saddam Hussein in Iraq having links to Al-Qaeda. This whole cabal, as Cindy says, of these war criminals. And here she is exposing them to the people of the world. Now, the fact of the matter is, we need thousands of more people like Cindy. We need thousands of more people out there saying no to this war, no to their torture, no to everything else that they're doing, and saying we're going to stop this in our own way. We're not going to no longer put our faith in the Democrats and Kerry, as people poured their hearts into the election, putting their faith in Dean, who now tells us that we have to stay in Iraq to finish the job. No, we need thousands of people like Cindy doing the exact same thing. I want to end with this question. Do you want to end the war in Iraq?
Yeah.
Do you want to end their torture?
Yeah.
Do you want to end their moves toward Christian fundamentalist theocracy?
Yeah.
Do you want to end their rounding up of people in the middle of the night, holding them without charges, and then deporting them?
Yeah.
Then the answer is, we got to join with people all over the world and say, exactly, the world can't wait. Drive out the Bush regime.
Yippee.
And I want to end with what we got to be doing on November 2nd. To that end, that is, of driving out this Bush regime, the first anniversary of Bush's re-election, we will take the first major step in this by organizing a truly massive day of resistance all over this country. Everywhere, people will walk out of school. They will take off work. They will come down to the downtowns and town squares and set out from there, going through the streets and calling on many more to join us. They will repudiate this criminal regime, making a powerful statement. No! This regime does not represent us, and we will drive it out.
Yeah.
Call on you to get thousands and millions of copies of this call out here in the Bay Area. Join with us in going to New York on Labor Day weekend for a National Organizers Conference. But take responsibility in our hundreds and in our thousands here in the San Francisco Bay Area to build this movement, of building a movement all over this country to drive out the Bush regime.
All right.
Thank you, Travis. Right on. All right. So I'm going to introduce Carol right now. She's going to speak a little bit from Bay Area United Against War. Any mothers in this crowd today? Any fathers? Any people who intend to be a mother or father in the future? Then you will have some understanding of the worst possible thing that could happen to a parent, which is to lose their child. And
Cynthia Shan has lost her son, and she's not grieving privately. She is putting herself in the service of the anti-war movement and trying to save other mothers and fathers, sons and daughters, by getting us out of Iraq. She's called for the immediate withdrawal of all U.S. forces from Iraq. And when I say she's put herself at the service of the anti-war movement, she has served on steering committees for College Not Combat. She has spoken at rallies all over the country. She is interested in building a mass movement against the war. A mass movement against the war actually helped to end the war in Vietnam. We are not powerless. We failed to end the war before it started, as we tried to do by demonstrating in the tens of millions across the world in February 2003. Well, we didn't stop the war, but that doesn't mean that we can't. Obviously, we have to mobilize more than tens of millions of people. We have to mobilize hundreds of millions of people, but you know what? There really are hundreds of millions of people all across the world who are opposed to this war. It's only a tiny minority. It's only the rich who profit from the oil of Iraq that are supporting this war, and people who are a little bit brainwashed. Because obviously the interests of you and me and the majority of the people, the overwhelming majority of the people in the world, we have nothing in common with those who profit from war. Nothing at all. And therefore, I want to urge you to support two local anti-war events and to go from here to really help build them. And that is College Not Combat, which is struggling against all U.S. military recruitment in the San Francisco public schools. You know they use the San Francisco public schools in a city that's totally against the war to recruit cannon fodder for the war. We have an issue on the ballot. We've been out petitioning all summer. It's made it to the ballot, and now we have to campaign to pass it and tell them again that San Francisco is against the war, and we don't want our children to be cannon fodder like Casey Sheehan was. Casey Sheehan was recruited in his public school for this war, and that's one of the reasons that Cynthia Sheehan is taking a leadership role in this struggle. The other thing is that there's a San Francisco component of a national and international demonstration on September 24th. This is a grand opportunity for the anti-war movement to go out and build bigger than ever. You've all been reading the articles about Cynthia Sheehan. She's bringing in thousands of new people into the movement. Remember the quotes in the paper? This is the first time I did anything. I don't know where I stand, but I'm turning against the war. People like that, ordinary people. Now it's our job here, people who already are committed enough to come and protest and to stand with Cynthia Sheehan, to go out and build September 24th into the hugest demonstration that we can possibly have. Tens of thousands in San Francisco. Saturday, September 24th, 11 a.m. in Dolores Park is where it starts. Please, everyone, get involved.
Thank you, Carol. All right, I want to introduce one more person, actually one of my favorite people, Joanne from Not In Our Name. She's got an idea that she wants to share with you all and hopes that you get on board with it.
I'm not going to make a speech because there's nothing I could add that it hasn't been said and that you don't already know, but Cindy seems to have started up something big, and we can't all take off and go to Texas, but I would like to get some feedback on how you'd all feel about making a Camp Casey here in San Francisco within the next couple weeks. Well, anyway, watch the websites of your various groups that you support, and we're going to see what we can do about bringing that about. Okay?
Like the salmon on the mountain, says the Dharma got dumb. Hellfire and brimstone. bunching up daisies, we all look the same. In the name of the Father, maybe, but not in my name. On this Jacob's ladder, the only way up is down. One step from disaster, two to make the higher ground. Jacob's ladder.
On this Jacob's ladder.